about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Conrad and Angie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, John Denon has had motor neuron disease. Oh my god, his name screwed me up. John Denon has had motor neuron disease, or MND, for 29 years, making the 90-year-old Queensland man one of the longest surviving people with a neurological condition. Mr. Denon reportedly remembers the exact day he received the news, back in 1997, when he was 61, when he was told he had approximately 2 to 5 years left to live. His case is considered remarkable, puzzling experts like Miss Edwards, who explained there wasn't an explanation as to why he had lived so long, but quote, if we knew, we'd probably have bottled it and been giving it out. In Australia, each day, 2 people are diagnosed with MND, and that same day, 2 people die from it.
Statistics show that 1 in 10 people searched for weapons in Queensland under the recently expanded police powers identified as First Nations, statistics show. In Queensland, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people represent 4.6% of the population, yet QPS statistics show that 11% of people searched for weapons under the newly expanded powers were traditional owners. The expanded powers came under Jack's Law, which was named in honor of 17-year-old Jack Beasley, who tragically died in 2019. The new law allows police to designate areas as relevant places, which don't require senior officer approval to do weapon searches in. QPS says 1,270 weapons have been located across the state as a result of this law. These are the results from 155,000 searches.
In national news, poultry farmers are bracing for impact for a surge in demand for backyard hens due to fears of potential spread of the H5 bird flu virus affecting supermarket egg supplies, reminiscent of the COVID-era shortage. Australian Eggs Managing Director Rowan McMoneys stated that while the H5 flu had been, quote, very destructive, he believes Australia can, quote, limit its impact against and amongst our coops. Australian Egg estimates that 7% of egg production had been lost to an alternate strain of bird flu in 2024. Sunshine Coast Poultry Market founder Kate Greeley saw an enormous demand for laying hens during the COVID lockdown periods. Greeley stated that, quote, people were looking for food security and self-sustainability, and that she believes there will be, quote, there will be a surge even greater than COVID.
After Iran shut down the Strait of Hormuz, and with it 30% of the world's fertilizer supply, it was expected that food costs would surge, but it seems that surge has been delayed until now. This year, food and alcoholic beverages have increased in price by 3.3%. Meat saw price hikes ranging from 14.9% for lamb and goat to 11.9% for beef. Electricity prices have surged by 22% after government energy rebates tied to the Ukraine war expired. Luckily, these price hikes are all tied to demand in foreign markets, which effectively outbid the Australian home market, therefore raising prices here. Australia's food basket has not been affected yet. Fertilizer costs are still tied to what farmers plant and not what shoppers pay.
In international news, the global sea surface temperature has reached its highest level on record. A European Union agency has warned that a rapidly intensifying El Nino and human-caused climate change were putting, quote, unprecedented strain, quote, end quote, on the world's oceans. On Monday, the EU Copernicus Climate Change Service stated that surface temperatures hit 21.1 degrees last week, breaking the previous record of 21.09 degrees. Samantha Burgess, the strategic lead for climate at the European Centre of Medium Range Weather Forecasts, stated that, quote, this record is another clear signal of an ocean under growing stress, and that El Nino is adding heat to the system, but it is doing so on top of decades of human-driven warming. Copernicus also warned the rising temperatures in our oceans have, quote, far-reaching consequences for marine ecosystems and coastal communities.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 26 today. The fire danger is low. The UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.